Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a basic 808 tail in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into something that feels grimy, atmospheric, and very jungle or old-school DNB, without wrecking your CPU or your low-end. The big idea here is simple. Don't treat the 808 like just a bass sound. In this style, the tail is almost like percussion. It lives in the space after the hit. It answers the drums. It adds mood. It gives you that dirty low-frequency shadow that makes a track feel deeper and more underground. So let's build it step by step. Start with a clean 808 sample. You want a source that has a clear fundamental and not too much extra click or stereo nonsense baked in. Load it into Simpler or place it as an audio clip. If you're in Simpler, Classic Mode is a good starting point. If it's a one-shot, turn Warp off so the tail behaves naturally. Tighten the start point so the transient is clean. And if the sample is longer than you need, trim the clip region, so you're only working with the useful decay. Now, pay attention to note length, because in DNB, that matters a lot more than people think. You're usually looking for short, controlled notes. Try something around a 16th note to an 8th note for quicker call and response patterns, or up to a quarter note if you're using the tail more like a supportive accent. The goal is not a huge endless sub note. The goal is a rhythmic atmospheric event that leaves space for the break. Before adding any color, shape the amplitude. This is where a lot of people skip ahead and then wonder why the low end gets messy. If the tail is too long at the source, reduce it first. In Simpler, set the attack very fast, basically 0 to a few milliseconds. Keep the decay somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain at 0 and release short, but not abrupt. Maybe 50 to 180 milliseconds depending on the sample. The idea is that the note hits, then falls away musically instead of hanging around and smearing the groove. In jungle and old school DNB, the tail should feel like a low fog around the drums, not a blanket over them. So always ask yourself, can the kick and snare still breathe? If not, shorten the tail. Now we'd add character, but we're going to do it lightly. You do not need a giant distortion chain here. Ableton stock devices are enough. A very solid first choice is Saturator. Put it after Simpler or after the audio clip and give it just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on, and then trim the output so the level stays matched. That level matching is important, because louder always sounds better in the moment, and that can trick you into overdoing the processing. If you want a slightly grittier vibe, drum bus can work too. Keep the drive modest. Use very little crunch, and be careful with boom if your sub is already strong. You want worn, sampled character, not a blown-out modern bass preset. Think old sampler, dusty tape, underground energy. If the distortion becomes obvious on its own, you've probably gone too far for a clean DNB arrangement. At this point, use spectrum if you want to check what's happening in the low end. You're mainly watching for excess energy around the 40 to 80 Hz range, or any huge buildup that's going to fight the rest of the bass line. If it starts getting too heavy, back off the drive or trim the low end a little with EQ. Next, darken it with auto filter. This is one of the easiest ways to make the tail feel like atmosphere instead of just a bass note. A low pass filter around 120 to 500 Hz can work depending on how much bite you want to keep. Lower resonance is usually better here, somewhere around 0.2 to 0.6. You can add a tiny bit of envelope movement if you want the tail to open and close slightly over time, but keep it subtle. If the tail still feels too full, use EQ8 and high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. That keeps the sub focused and removes useless rumble. You can also carve a little dip if there's any boxy buildup around 150 to 250 Hz. In DNB, that low mid region gets crowded fast, especially once breaks and bass layers start stacking up. Now let's add a tiny bit of movement, because a static tail can feel dead. You don't need to go wild here. In fact, the smaller the movement, the more believable it often sounds. Auto pan can be great if you keep it subtle. A slow rate, maybe half a bar to 2 bars, and a low amount, around 5 to 20%, can give the tail a little life. If you want to stay extra mono safe, keep the phase at 0 degrees. Another nice option is frequency shifter, but use it very gently. We're talking barely there drift, not obvious wobble. Something like a very small shift amount or tiny modulation can make the tail feel unstable in a cool, sample memory kind of way. That kind of imperfection fits jungle really well, especially under chopped breaks and haunted intro textures. If you want space, don't just slap a reverb on the insert and call it done. In DNB, it's usually smarter to use a return track that keeps your main channel clean and saves CPU. Set up a return with reverb or hybrid reverb, Then filter it so it doesn't cloud the mix. A short pre-delay, a decay somewhere around 0.6 to 1.5 seconds, a low cut around 150 to 250 Hz, and a high cut around 4 to 8 kHz is a good starting point. Send only a little of the 808 tail to that return. You want a misty halo, not a wash that turns your sub into soup. Now here's one of the smartest moves in the whole workflow, resample it. Once you like the sound, print it to Audivo, solo the chain, record a few versions and capture different flavors. Make one clean version, one colored version, and one more atmospheric or filtered version. This keeps your project lighter, and it also turns the sound into something you can edit like a sample. You can reverse it, gate it, slice it, or drop it under a fill. And honestly, that's where the fun really starts, because now the tail becomes part of the arrangement, not just a sound design layer. You can place it at the end of a two-bar phrase to lead into a drum fill. You can use it in the intro under filtered breaks and pads. You can make short tail accents on select kick notes in the drop. Or you can let it answer a restab or a snare gap in a roller. A very classic jungle move is to use the tail as a phrase marker. Put it at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar section so it acts like a comma in the arrangement. That helps the listener feel the structure, even when the drums are busy. And if you want more tension, reverse a tail and let it pull into the next section. That pre-drop pressure works really well, as long as it stays short enough not to fight the first hit. One really important check. Always test this in mono. Use utility and set the width to 0% for a quick mono check. If the tail disappears, the wide processing is too aggressive. If it masks the kick, shorten it or lower it. If it fights the bass line, carve a little space or move it to a different rhythmic slot. In this style, clarity equals impact. A controlled tail actually makes the low end feel bigger, because everything is organized. Also, listen at lower monitoring levels. This is a great teacher trick. If the tail still reads when the volume is down, then it probably has enough harmonic content and character. If it only sounds exciting when it's loud, it may be too dependent on level and too weak in the actual arrangement. A couple of useful pro moves here. One is the two-layer tail approach. Layer 1 is a clean mono sub-tail for weight. Layer 2 is a quieter, filtered, slightly distorted texture layer for character. Keep the second layer higher past so it doesn't blur the bottom. That gives you a lot of control without needing a huge stack of devices. Another good move is automation before more processing. A simple cutoff ride or a little volume dip across a phrase can sound more musical than adding extra modulation. You can also try dynamic tail length, shorter in dense sections, longer in breakdowns. That keeps the track breathing. And if you want extra old school attitude, try a tiny, reverse tail before the hit, or a parallel grit layer underneath the clean one. Those small details can make the sound feel more like a sampled machine, and less like a generic synth preset. So here's the mindset to keep. This 808 tail is not supposed to be massive in the EDM sense. It's supposed to be a dirty, weighty, moving shadow under the drums. Short, controlled, slightly colored, monosafe, arranged with purpose. If you do it right, it gives you subby atmosphere, tension, and attitude without killing your CPU or cluttering the mix. And that is exactly the kind of energy that makes jungle and old-school DNB feel alive. Now take a breakbeat loop, add your 808 tail, and build a two-bar loop with one clean version, one colored version, and one resampled atmospheric version. Keep it tight, keep it dark, and make the low end earn its place.